Edyta Zaremska, The Storm, narrated by Edward Dixon. It was a long-awaited day. Whiskers rubbed his sleepy eyes and moved his nose playfully, as usual. Today, he and his grandfather were to take a trip around the bay in a real sailboat. Because Grandpa was a real captain. Whiskers was excited and happy, as his grandfather had promised that he could sit at the helm under his watchful eye. Suddenly, the tip of his little nose started to move. Something was wrong. The smell of dampness was in the air, and tapping could be heard outside the window of the burrow. He jumped out of bed, hopping, as befits a rabbit, and then he felt it. "Ah," he groaned. His right leg was hurting almost as much as when he had broken it. That could only mean one thing. It was raining outside. Because whenever it rained, his paw made its presence known just in such way. And he wasn't wrong. Because when he reached the window, it turned out that indeed it was raining. Single, heavy drops were hitting the tin sill, and Grandma's metal bucket standing outside was filled to the brim with rainwater. "It just had to go and rain today," he snapped. He felt anger and grief building up inside. Both feelings were so strong that Whiskers could not tell which he felt more. He clenched his fists and at the same time, feeling pressure in his throat, angrily stomped his foot. Unfortunately, that was his right, aching paw, which he had forgotten about for a while. "Ah," he groaned and curled up. It got very hot in his tummy. This heat was first located in the paw, but very quickly moved to the tummy and was now travelling upwards. A moment later, his cheeks and long ears were burning. The little rabbit was not sure what was going on. Then, outside the window, he saw Lucky and Susie. His rabbit siblings, both wearing Wellingtons, were jumping over the biggest puddles. This was too much for Whiskers. Not only would there be no sailboat trip, but he couldn't even join Lucky and Susie because of his sore paw. He wanted to cry, felt powerless and very disappointed. On top of that, the heat that was still in his little body did not want to subside at all. On the contrary, it was getting stronger and stronger. A moment later, the heat was joined by thoughts that made Whiskers feel even worse. He thought of spending the whole day in the burrow, and as his paw was increasingly bothering him, he was almost certain that he would have to stay in bed. All these thoughts made him unable to stand. He clenched his fists and with all his strength hit the shelf on which a porcelain piggy bank for dried carrots stood. In an instant, the piggy bank fell to the floor and broke into small pieces. The sound was so loud that it could be heard throughout the burrow, and after a while, Grandpa appeared in Whiskers' room. "I understand how you feel," he said good-naturedly, seeing the broken piggy bank and his grandson's red cheeks. "The rain spoiled our plans, on top of which you smashed the piggy bank." Tears came to Whiskers' eyes, but he didn't want to cry for anything in the world. "We can go sailing another time," said Grandfather calmly. "So you don't know how I feel, Grandpa," replied Whiskers. "Because you are not sorry that we will not sail today. You said yourself that we can do it some other time. But for me, any other day will just be another day. I wanted to go sailing today. It was important to me." Whiskers was angry. But after a moment, he felt sorry that he had shouted at Grandpa like that. "I just wanted to say that I understand your anger," replied Grandpa. "I also feel it sometimes." "Really?" Whiskers asked, puzzled, because Grandpa never got angry. Really? Although I have a way to deal with it, smiled Grandpa. What way? The little rabbit asked curiously. And at that moment, he felt as if his anger had eased a bit. I'll show you something in a moment, Grandpa said, then left the room. When he returned, he was carrying a large chest. Is it treasure? Whiskers was thrilled at the thought. But Grandpa did not answer. Slowly, he opened the lid of the chest, its interior filled with written pages. What's that? Whiskers stared at his grandfather, then at the pages. These are letters about my anger, whispered Grandpa. You mean you got angry so many times? I've never seen you get angry, Grandpa. And who are these letters to? Whiskers inquired. To myself, Grandpa replied. You wrote to yourself? Yes. This made me understand better why I feel angry. What caused it? Because you see, Whiskers, anger is a feeling that tells us a lot about ourselves. What we don't like, what bothers us, and what spoils our mood. What is important, however, is how we deal with it. If we start shouting, throwing objects, or being rude to others, it will make our loved ones feel bad. They will feel sad. They will feel anxious. And because of this, their day can also become a bad day. Anger, my dear Whiskers, is a bit like a storm. A storm? The little rabbit wasn't sure if he understood correctly. Yes, you heard right, Grandpa continued. A storm can bring a lot of damage. It can destroy sailing ships, damage a pier, or harm someone who happened to be at sea. That's why it is so important to be warned that it is coming. The same is true for anger, as it is often enough to warn others that we are in a bad mood, and then there is a chance that they will give us time to let the anger pass. And you may be surprised, but a storm is also necessary. Necessary? Whiskers waited, enchanted. Yes, because it creates large waves that rise and thus grab oxygen. And when they fall, they oxygenate the water, so the fish in the sea can breathe. And the water is cleaner, replied Grandpa. This means that anger is also needed? In a way, yes. Because it tells us a lot about ourselves, about our feelings. It lets us know that something is not as we wanted it to be. And once we know what it caused it, we can try to adjust. It's too difficult, replied Whiskers. You're right. It's not easy, but it's worth trying to find something that will make you feel better today. We could go to the beach and see the storm. In such weather, there are bound to be big waves. Really? Whiskers asked happily, and Grandpa only smiled. When they got to the beach, it turned out that Grandpa was right. The wind was blowing, and the waves were huge. For the first time that day, Whiskers was glad they didn't go sailing. He was scared to even think what would have happened if the storm had surprised them in the middle of the sea. He felt that the anger had subsided, and the sight of rough waves and the sight of rough waves made him understand why there was not a single ship at sea. Now he knew that he should let others Now he knew that he should let others know when he was in a bad mood, that he should focus on something positive, and that he could also write letters to himself. But most important thing is to have someone to talk to. Then even the worst day can become better.